It's so appropriate that the next storyteller is next, because a couple months ago, Charlie Madsen told a great story about movies in 1999. So, Charlie, before you come up, what's your opinion of 93 in movies?
It's a good year, mm-hmm. but I mean, I think you can. I agree with him that 94 is a murderer's row of that era.
Accord! Charlie Madsen! <Yeah! laughs>
We're not here to separate.
I agree,
Bears.
Man.
It's,
yeah. The Bears should go. Hi, guys.
Hey, Charlie.
So over the Labor Day weekend, I went to Fresno, California to spend time with my lovely mother and my sharp but still 97-year-old grandmother. I went because it's important for me to see family, and 90% of my family lives in Alaska, so I gotta see somebody. And again, she's 97, so I don't care about science. She's not gonna be around that long. Lovely lady, though. Very smart. She's funny. I went, and yes, I told you why I went. It was good to get away from the city, eat fresh produce, and relax, but the real reason I went there, to be completely honest, was for the swimming pool. I had to go swimming. I needed to go swimming, not at Fullerton Beach, and not to rent a room at the Hyatt and use their Hyatt guest pool. No, I needed to swim in a quiet, private, clean body of water because I had to find myself. People who know me have heard my joke. 8 years old was the highlight for me, and it has all been downhill ever since. It's supposed to garner a laugh. It obviously, but it actually is kind of true. Yeah, in spite of all the positive things in my life, and I have a good life, I still pine for being 8 years old. And I don't know who I was before I was 8 years old, but I've been this person ever since. It's when my personality actually surfaced and choices and opinions became real. The world just felt so much richer at that time, and that year, in the third grade, we had to draw the jobs that we wanted to be when we grew up. And I drew a line down the middle of the 11x17 paper. And on the left side was a stand-up comedian, in front of a large theater, wearing a yellow suit and a straw boater hat. Because that's what comedians dressed like, in my mind. And on the right side, it was a movie poster for the action film I was starring in. And I was a detective in an alleyway, and there was a xenomorph pouncing down upon me. So, living the dream, guys. They really do come true. Now, in this time, I found my persona, and I turned 8 in June 1992. But in my mind, it's always been 93, just because that was at least half of it, really. I mean, 1993 was just an amazing year for me mentally, and I always look so positively about it. And like, as I'm sitting in this pool all weekend on Labor Day, I kept thinking about that summer. But, and it all sort of blends together. So if things are from 92 and 93, I don't care because it's all the same. Mm-hmm. Like the Aladdin soundtrack I have on cassette and listening nonstop, X-Men on Fox Kids, Jurassic Park, and Saturday Night Live season 18 starring Dana Carvey, Chris Farley, Phil Hartman, Mike Myers, Kevin Nealon, Chris Rock, Rob Schneider, Julia Sweeney, Ellen Cleghorn, Melanie Hutzel, Tim Meadows, Adam Sandler, and David Spade. But best of all, in summertime we got to visit Grandma in California and spend hours in her pool. And 1994 was actually the last time that I swam there. So naturally, as I lay in a floaty bed, buzzed on the Manhattans my mom made me, I felt like an 8-year-old again. We drank a lot when we were young. And I just sat there and entrenching myself in the water, and it's like it shed my cynical adult armor I spent years carrying around, and I just got to be me, myself again. Now, I believe there are two types of nostalgia. There's private nostalgia, and then there's shared nostalgia. And these moments in the pool and in my grandmother's house, they're all inner private nostalgia and, you know, sense memory. Things that make me feel a certain way, and no matter how much emotional honesty I put into my story tonight, it will only mean this thing to me. Other people may empathize, but they will never feel the same way I felt in these moments, obviously. And that's okay. Some parts of your life will only be valuable to you. You have to cherish that And you can add only so many filters on Instagram, but people won't be able to smell the corduroy jacket your dad wore or know how it made you feel. That's always going to be yours. So James Cameron's Aliens will always remind me of the first night I watched it, August 27th, 1993. I know this date because my dad brought home Aliens on VHS, a liter of root beer, and a carton of ice cream because Mom was out of town and we were going to have a boys' night with an R-rated film. Now, I know this date specifically because my brother and I told my dad that we didn't want to watch Aliens. We wanted to watch the premiere of Briscoe County Jr. Now, my father convinced us to watch Aliens, and he was right. It was the better choice. That will always make me think of the male bonding experience with that movie. Which is funny because it's really about the rape culture in the 1980s and liberated women finding their inner strength against the oppressive women who keep men in power. I mean, that's a story for another time, but needless to say, the alien queen is Nancy Reagan. Needless. So then the other nostalgia is the shared nostalgia. So every few months there's that fucking BuzzFeed list, and the sole purpose is to remind you that time has passed. It's a list that makes 24-year-olds go, oh, God, I'm so old. And 29-year-olds go, yeah, no, you're not. And 40-year-olds go, what's BuzzFeed? So these lists that remind you of how popular the Super Scope and Mossimo and Four Non Blondes and The Sandlot were. I mean, some people will say, wow, that was a while ago. But me, I just get angry when I see these things. I hate BuzzFeed in that sense. I say, yeah, a lot of things happened a while ago. That's how time works. You know, I hate it that there's just this fascination. They should get over the fascination of passing time. But then I calm down and I get over myself and I think to myself, we actually need this. We are all really just trying to connect with a youth that was really far away. I mean, things need to matter. We all need to go see Jurassic Park in the third dimension. Not only because it's awesome, but also because it transports us to the summer it came out or whenever we watched it. And it's a moment that we get to share. And we've grown apart from our friends and our family, and we now have new friends and new family. And we get older, and you know, you have fewer and fewer people that are there to get those references. But references are like mileposts on a road that we've been traveling down. And so BuzzFeed lists, 20th anniversary 3D releases, and your stories are things that allow us to connect to shared moments in time. And sometimes for perspective, and sometimes to be transported. But it makes us feel like what we did made sense and mattered, and that we're all in the right place. So in 20 years, when the Nerdalogs TNG will be looking back at this wild, weird moments of 2003, and we'll all look knowingly at them and say, nostalgia isn't what it used to be. Thank you.
I imagine a hobbled old Kevin Reeder and Chris Geiger just coming up to the stage, introducing the show with like a cough, even though it's only going to be 20 years.
20 years.
Kevin will still be like the most physically fit person in the world.
Maybe Chris will hobble.